With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Mental health experts are warning about an increase in suicides among the middle-class men brought on by economic stress, social isolation and stigma as the contributing factor. Psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker is calling for targeted mental health support.
The ongoing suicides amongst men is certainly a devastating trend. In the past, mainly unemployed young men were committing suicide, but there's clearly a difference now with middle-class men with jobs also committing suicide. Depression very often are undiagnosed amongst men because men are more likely to describe their emotional pain as stress because men are socialized not to express emotions. There's no doubt about the fact that there's economic and social pressures on men. They feel that they have to be the main providers.
Miss Namibia 2025, Johanna Swartboy, has also spoken out, urging society to create safe spaces for men to open up.
I can try again is a very important thing. And for the men who don't have outlets, writing is a form of outlet that I use. Journaling your feelings and your emotions is very important. However you let your emotions out, it needs to come out audibly, verbally, in words. You need to describe exactly how you feel for you to be able to understand the stage you're going through and for you to come to acceptance and work through that. So I'll continue to encourage young men, especially, find a positive outlet.
Taxi drivers are demanding a fare increase from $13 to 15, saying petrol and maintenance costs are too high. They're calling on Transport Minister Veiko Nikundi to act quickly. Here's Ministry of Works and Transport spokesperson Julius Ngweda.
There are actually steps that need to be taken by the operators who have what we call public passengers permit. They need to first and foremost submit an application to the Ministry of Works and Transport. And as I'm speaking now, the minister haven't received anything. We are only hearing it and seeing the taxi operators are suggesting that. But what we want to inform them also is that there are procedures that they need always to follow. There's no way an approval can be granted whatsoever without the necessary steps being followed at all.
Lesotho's economy is on the brink of collapse as frozen United States economic aid and looming 50% tariffs leave the country's textile industry reeling. Once a top beneficiary of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, Lesotho has now declared a two-year state of disaster because of rising unemployment. According to Bloomberg, economic growth, which reached 2.4% last year, is forecast to plunge to just 0.5% in 2026. And British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the United Kingdom will recognize the state of Palestine in September if Israel does not agree to a ceasefire in Gaza and other peace conditions. Israeli officials have condemned the plans.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced Tuesday that the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September unless the Israeli government agrees to a ceasefire in Gaza, addresses the starvation crisis in the Strip, and commits to the peace process. The Israeli government opposes a two-state solution, so it is highly unlikely that it will agree to the conditions, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the move, saying it rewards Hamas's monstrous terrorism. Malta also announced Tuesday that it will recognize a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly in September, and these announcements come days after France said that they would recognize a Palestinian state. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.